Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Justin Chang and Leo Lowenstein. First up, the biopic about Freddie Mercury and Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Leo?
This has been much written about and much complained about in advance of it coming out, but I actually think they did a pretty darn good job. Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury is terrific. It's a good primer on Queen. The music drives the story along. Yes, there's some cliches, but it's quite a lot of fun.
I'm one of the complainers, but I do agree. Rami Malek is very, very good. I did want kind of a less conventional telling of the story.
Bohemian Rhapsody, directed by Bryan Singer. Anthony McCartan did the screenplay. PG-13, the rating in wide release. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, new Disney film, directed by Laza Hallström and Joe Johnston, starring Mackenzie Foy. Justin?
It should be called The Nutcracker in the Four Quadrants, Disneyfied desecration of a family-friendly classic. Lots of lovely production design and a lot of unnecessary narrative.
Yeah, this should have gone to a realm of not being released. It was just such a disappointment, really a travesty of a great story and a great great piece of music. This is like Disney sort of plotting its next princess in its line of, you know, marketing. It's just too much.
The Nutcracker in the Four Realms, rated PG in wide release. The South Korean mystery Burning, written and directed by Lee Chung-dong. Justin?
This is a wonderful film with three absolutely terrific performances by Yoo Ah-in, John Jong-seo, and Steven Yeun. Great South Korean director Lee Chang-dong. I think this is a masterpiece and you should see it.
Didn't love it quite as much as Justin, but it did grow on me. And it's a slow burn of a film. And I think it's Lee Chang-dong's most visually arresting film so far. And yes, there is a mystery and it's fascinating.
And this is Justin's favorite film so far.
That's
right. Of 2018. Burning, the South Korean film. You can see it at Lemley's Royal in West Los Angeles, the Arclight Hollywood. Burning is unrated. And we have released side by side on Netflix and theatrically Orson Welles, a film of years ago, The Other Side of the Wind, which he worked on late in his career, John Huston and Peter Bogdanovich star, and then the documentary about the making of The Other Side of the Wind, They'll Love Me When I'm Dead. Justin, let's start with you on the film itself.
The Other Side of the Wind is, how often do you get a new picture by Orson Welles? Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating, corrosive window into the new Hollywood of the 1970s, and I recommend watching it with the documentary.
Yes, yeah. And the documentary was, to me, a fascinating window into Welles and his creative genius. It sort of put him in a new context. I saw a much more human side to him, and it was a wonderful reconsideration of Welles by a great documentarian.
The Other Side of the Wind, again, Netflix and Lemley's NoHo North Hollywood, rated R. The documentary about it, They'll Love Me When I'm Dead, Netflix, and Lemley's Music Hall in Beverly Hills, unrated. Thanks for joining us on The Marquee.